Now to students at another school, this one in Avon Lake, Ohio. They're focused not just on studies, but for now, on grief. One of their own, Michael Metters Jr., was buried on Friday. Army Captain Metters was killed last month in Iraq, and he's a figure kids at Avon Lake's high school still remember, from the choir to the football team. Karen Schaefer of member station WKSU paid the school a visit.
Classes at Avon Lake High School were dismissed early so school officials could get the gym ready for Michael Metters' wake. The high school is the only place large enough to hold hundreds of mourners in this small, middle-class town on Lake Erie. Metters is the first soldier from Avon Lake to die in Iraq. The 25-year-old was killed September 24th by a roadside bomb after serving for more than a year in an armored cavalry unit. Michael Metters grew up in Avon Lake, but was born in nearby Elyria, where his father has been police chief for 32 years. Elyria Mayor Bill Grace says people from both communities lined the streets when his body came home.
It was sad, and it was, you know, heartwarming to see when the procession from the airport to here in Avon Lake, the thousands and thousands of residents and children who came out to show their support for their family.
Michael Metters was a high school football star for the Avon Lake Shoremen and named the All-State team before graduating in 2001. Coach David DeLucas says he was a leader both on and off the field. His son Andrew and Metters were close friends.
As tough as he was on the football field, he had that real kind and gentle and accepting side and helped out a lot of the younger kids in the football team, and Andrew happened to be one of them.
Coach DeLucas says in high school, Metters was self-disciplined, but he also loved hijinks. He recalls one time when Metters and two friends played a prank on Andrew, who was a year younger.
They taped him up and they kidnapped him from the high school, and they just threw him in a car. Our seniors have senior privilege, senior pass, and they go out for lunch. The juniors don't, so Andrew got in a lot of trouble because he was not in where he was supposed to be. But actually what they did, they taped him up and took him out to lunch.
Michael Metters graduated with honors from Avon Lake, then went on to play football at Walsh University and Bowling Green State University. He graduated with a business major from Bowling Green in 2005, then joined the Army. In Iraq, Metters continued to keep in touch with teachers and classmates by email. Former classmate Rory Scarvelli says he'll never forget what Metters did after the high school football team lost the championship.
He was one of the first guys to, you know, come up to us and, you know, put his arm around us and say, "Hey, man, we played our best. You know, we did what we could, and it didn't work out this time, but, you know, we had a good run at it. We had some fun."
Avon Lake music teacher William Zerke says he had no trouble getting Michael Metters to join the high school choir, where the younger students looked up to the football player with a big baritone voice.
Mike was a fun guy, and when he had a chance, you know, he'd let loose. And occasionally you'd have to look at him up there and, you know, get him on task. But boy, when he was gone well.
Michael Metters had planned to get married after coming home from Iraq in February. The friends who were to be attendants at his wedding served instead as pallbearers at his funeral. For NPR News, I'm Karen Schaefer.